Good morning. We continue with our study of Mishnayos as we do every single day. Lilui Nishmas, Sarah Malka Bas Rav Yitzchak. We are in the third parak, Mishnayos Gimel, and Dalet will close out the third parak today. And the Mishnah tells us, Boshu Malei Mayim Shuvim, V'hama Nechneses Lo V'yotza Mimenu. Let's say I have a cistern that I would like to use for a mikveh. But the fact of the matter is that it has a canal that flows, it's a Shuvim. It's got 40 of Shuvim water, which means that it's no good. So the halacha is va'ama nechneses lo v'yotza mimenu, but I have a canal that flows into the piece and flows out of it. So it's on a slope of a hill, so the canal will be able to go through in and out. So as the Mishnah, le'olam hu v'pisulo ad she'yischashiv shalon shtayim min harishonim shlosha lugim. It remains in its she'uvim status until I'm sure that the original water doesn't even have three lug of shuvin. In other words, it has to be totally cleared out in order for it to be able to be acceptable. What if I have two vessels that are being emptied into the mikveh at the same time? Each one contains a log and a half. If a person is wringing out his garment, and the water is pouring into the mikveh from all sorts of different sides. Or I have a perforated cup, and the water is coming out into the mikveh from many different places at the same time. Says the Mishnah, Rabbi Akiva Machshir. Rabbi Akiva is of the opinion that in this situation it's all going to be kosher, because according to Rabbi Akiva, the rainwater of the mikveh doesn't become pasul by adding shuvin. In his opinion, shuvin can only disqualify rainwater when the whole three lug falls in at one time. So if it comes from two kelim, or from many different holes in the cup, or from different points of a garment, according to Rabbi Akiva, it can become a problem. But the Chachamim say, it doesn't all have to come in at one time. She'uvim from two places can go ahead and become a problem. So I'm a Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva came along and said, Lo amru matilin elamatil. The Pasuk said, when the Chachamim discussed she'uvim, he says, the way that he heard it from his Rabbim was, Matil, right? And not Matilin from more than one location. So Amru, lo kach, Amru. The Chacham said, that's not what we heard. El shenafu lo shalshalugin. The key issue was that it fell from a particular location. And so therefore, that's going to be the reason why we say that Rabbi Akiva is incorrect. The Masorah we have is that it fell. It doesn't matter how it fell or at what rate it fell. That's going to be the situation. And so therefore, water that comes from one kli, from two, or from three combined, but if it comes from four kalim, it doesn't combine to make up the shalosh lugin, even if it's poured simultaneously. And why is that? Since the three lugin are divided between four kalim, then there's no one lug that's coming from all the kalim together. And such a small amount is disregarded. It's not going to be significant, so it's not going to be a problem. Similarly, if you have a balkeri, a person who had an emission, who has to undergo tefillah before he engages in Torah study or tefillah, so that balkeri, who can't go to the mikveh because he's sick, he can have 9 kavim of water go on top of him. And if he has that 9 kavim poured on top of him at the same time, or Tahar Shanaflu al Rosh of Arubo Shlosha Lugim Mayim Shuvim, or whoever showers himself with 3 lugim of water becomes Tameh. That's one because they were Chazal were concerned people were going to assume that it wasn't the mikveh that made someone Tameh, but the shower afterwards. So the Gemara goes, the Mishnah says, in such a situation, Mikli Echad Mishami Shlosha Mitzafin. If it comes from one utensil, they join together. 2 utensils, it joins. 3 utensils, it joins. But if it's 4, it doesn't make up, 4 or more, it doesn't make up the shlosh lugim for the problem here. Bamed Dvar Mamurim, what are we talking about? What are the conditions? Bisman Shehischa Lasheni Anshelo Pasak Harishon. We're assuming the second vessel started emptying before the first one stopped. Right? Bamed Dvar Mamurim, and also, when are we, under what conditions? Bisman Shalon is carving the rabos. We're assuming that he did not intend on adding to the mikveh. However, Avon is carving the rabos. If he thought he was going to add to the mikveh in this situation, Avilu kartov bechol hashana mitzdaf in the shalosh lugin. Even if he puts one kartov at one point in time, all summer long, It doesn't matter in that situation. It's going to be mitzdarif, even though it's such a minute amount. Since in this situation, that was his intention. He has das to be able to keep adding. We'll stop here, Be'ezus Hashem. We'll continue tomorrow morning. Everyone have a fantastic day.